CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Unlock the stateroom door, dear, and let them in, will you?
Oh, honey, you do it, will you? I'm busy figuring out how much tip we're supposed to leave the steward and the stewardess.
Well, good morning, Betsy and Aunt Effie.
Did you see him?
Yes, did you?
See what?
Land? No, I've been busy packing. Oh, dear. Come here and look out the porthole.
Betsy thought first. She went up on deck and came running back down the stateroom.
Oh, boy, is that a sight for sore eyes. As I live, good old terra firma.
Oh, no, it's England.
Oh, Annie.
Terra firma is Latin for solid ground.
Oh, yes, of course.
Gee, I never realized how big the ocean was before. Did you, Mommy?
No, I certainly didn't. 7 whole days of not seeing any land, really.
We're supposed to dock at Southampton about noon, I think.
Yes, I think so.
Daddy, is that land England?
That's what it is.
Gee, it doesn't look any different than America.
Well, what did you expect, honey?
I don't know. I thought even the trees would look different.
English trees, eh? Well, maybe they do. You can't see much from here. Now, don't you worry. You're going to see a lot of different things that you've never seen before. Now, look, you all go on down to the dining room.
I'm going to cash
a traveler's check and get some English money. Then at breakfast, I will try to teach you all about pounds and shillings and pence.
Overheard on the street one day, one lady to another. She's letting that house fall to rack and ruin, but why should she care? It doesn't belong to her. That's a common expression you hear often, variously applied to houses, washing machines, cars, almost anything you can think of. Well, I can think of something else that applies to more by work of hand than word of mouth. That's our America. Why not throw trash out the car window as you drive by? It's not your property. And why not litter the streets? They're not yours. Why bother to pick up after a picnic? You don't own the park. But think a minute. If you don't own the parks and the streets, who does? The city or state or federal government? Well, that's you, isn't it? And that property along the highway, that belongs to farmer so-and-so. Littering his land is like dumping your trash can on your neighbor's lawn. Now, would you do that? All America is yours to respect and to enjoy. So keep it beautiful.
Betsy, come on, eat your breakfast. Where's that big appetite you had?
Oh, she's just excited. Goodness, I am, too.
All right. Now, come on, listen to me now. You're not paying attention,
yes,
will you?
Yes, I am. 1 shilling is worth $2.80.
Yes. No. I knew you weren't listening.
Yes,
£1 is worth $2.80. A shilling is about 14 cents.
Uh-huh.
Now, here. Now, this is a pound note.
Good morning.
Now, look at this,
yes,
will you?
Yes,
so pound. You're all familiar with
all
it.
Right.
Come on, now. Now, this is a shilling.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
This little one is a sixpence, which is half a shilling.
Let me see.
Uh-huh. Yeah? See that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. So how much does that make it worth? That's half a shilling.
Half a shilling. Let's see. That's
half of $2.80.
Yes.
Oh, no. See, a pound is $2.80.
A pound of what?
Oh.
Not a pound of anything, darling. This is... Look, you stay out of this for the moment, will you, Betsy? I'm having enough trouble here. Now, a sixpence is like 7 cents of our money.
Well, I must say, it is certainly confusing. Sixpence worth 7 cents. Hmm?
Well, the way we can remember it, it is worth 1 cent less.
Don't think of it that way. Don't think in terms of American money. Think in terms of the currency that we're using.
Well, I have to think of what it's equal to. Otherwise, how do I know what I'm spending?
Yes. Honestly, it just seems like play money, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, it is not play money. If you start thinking of it as play money, you won't have enough to last out the trip.
Yeah.
Now, here. This is a half crown.
Yeah.
That is 2.5 shillings.
Now, here comes Robert. I want some hot coffee. Don't forget, dear. You have to leave a tip for him, too, don't you?
Haven't you tipped him at all?
No, Annette. You don't tip until the end of the voyage.
More hot coffee, please, Robert, if you have some.
How many do we have to tip?
Well, we got to tip the deck steward, the room steward, stewardess, the dining room waiter.
You're tipping the head waiter?
Oh, I don't think you have to tip the head waiter. He just showed us to our table the first day, and then he always just says good morning, that sort of thing. I don't see why he has to be tipped.
Well, you'll have to tip a little now. Oh, I found that little booklet, you know, Tips on Tipping, and it said you take 10% of your fare, and then you divide it up amongst the people that you have to tip.
Oh.
So the fare for each of us was $245, and Betsy's was half of that, which is, well, say, $122, so the sum total of our fares would be $857. 10% of that is... $85.
You're certainly not going to leave $85 in tips.
You have to leave 10% of the fare.
Lower your voice.
That's for the four of us. Now, this is what I think. $20 to the waiter, see? $20 to each of the room stewards. $10 for the stewardess.
I don't know why we have to tip that much to people we'll never see again.
No, I don't either. We all have the same room steward. Are you going to give Joe $40?
$40? I think that is far too much.
I do, sure.
I don't know why
too.
I even discussed this with you. I'll handle it myself.
Well, I really think, dear, that you do not need to give...
Passagiers, die het Schiff der Verlaten in Southampton, wurden um der Bagage in der Hang haben, so der Days verwegert kam worden vor 10 Uhr. Alle Passagiers, die verboten nach London, haben mutten um Reservierung lassen kontrollieren den Administrateur. Thank you.
What are you talking, Daddy?
That's Dutch, darling. This is a Dutch boat. Told you about it a dozen times. Now we'll say it in English, so if you listen,
you know,
be quiet.
Goodness, I wish I could speak another language. I think it's so wonderful when people can.
Passengers disembarking at Southampton must have their baggage in the passageway ready to be picked up by 10 o'clock this morning. All passengers leaving by boat train for London must have their reservations checked at the purser's office. Thank you.
Well, there you see. Pretty exciting, huh? All right, come on. Now, let's finish breakfast and get our luggage in the passageway. Then we'll stand at the rail and watch the ship sail up the English Channel to Southampton.
Betsy, hang on to Daddy's hand now. If you're going to stand by the rail, please, dear.
She's
look
all
after
right. She's all right. Look, that's the Isle of Wight we've been passing over there on the other side.
Oh,
you wondered what it was?
Isle of Wight. I've been running around trying to get everybody's address so we can send them Christmas cards.
Yes, yes.
Goodness heavens, we've met a lot of people.
Haven't we? Did you get that other lady?
The Duana is on board. Passagiers, die het Schiff der Verlaten in Southampton, wurden versorgt in the lounge gekommen. Auch um Landingkarten in Empfang zu nehmen. Habe die Passaporten klar für Inspektion. Thank you. Attention, attention. The Border Patrol officer has arrived on board. Passengers disembarking at Southampton are requested to go to the main lounge to receive their landing cards. Have your passports ready for inspection. Thank you.
Come on. We have to stand in line in the main lounge to get our landing cards.
Yeah,
Betsy, honey, come on. Come on, Where's Betsy now?
Well, she's right over there at the window. She wanted to watch the gangplank being lowered out the window.
I don't know. Betsy, come here, will you, dear? Where's Aunt Effie?
Well, she was here.
Here we are, next in line, and they all wander off.
She's over there talking about Mrs.
Well, it's just wonderful knowing you, too.
Aunt Effie.
Come on, dear.
I just wanted to get that nice Mrs. Willoughby's address.
Passport, please.
Yes. Yes, sir, my passport, and this is my wife's, and my... aunts and my daughters.
Thank you. How long do you plan to be in England?
Oh, well, about at least 2 weeks. I'm on business, and there's a remote possibility it might run into 3 weeks.
All right. Here you are, sir.
Oh, goodness. Is that all there is to it? Just stamping the passports?
That's all. And here are your landing cards, which you will hand to the ship's officer as you disembark. Welcome to England. I hope you have a pleasant journey.
Oh, thank you very much. Did you call me, Daddy?
Hello there.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine now. I was sick Wednesday and Mommy thought I had measles, but I guess I don't today.
Oh, measles? Did you call this to the attention of the ship's surgeon?
Oh, yes. She's perfectly all right.
Oh, it was just that she didn't feel well, and we thought she might have them, you know. I mean, you never know with children.
Yes, I quite understand. Yeah. The child seems to be in the best of health.
Oh, yes.
Nevertheless, I shall have to ask you to wait over there, please.
Oh, but, I mean, you can see that my daughter's fine.
Yes.
Please step out of line, sir, and wait over there. I will have to have a report from the ship's surgeon before you will be allowed to disembark. Just wait over there, if you will, please.
Oh, for Pete's sakes, I...
Why are you looking at me? What did I say?
Why did you have to even mention measles?
Now, don't blame her. She didn't know. She was only making conversation.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, she couldn't have picked a worse topic. That guy is also a health inspector.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. It's new. It's special.
What's this? Continental 6-month floor wax in a new special size?
Yes. Now, for the first time, you can get the new special size 6-month floor wax for just about half the price of the regular can. That's right. The very same Wonder Wax that's guaranteed not to walk away, wash away, wear away for 6 full months is now available for the amazing low price of only 79 cents. Imagine, with the new special size 6-month floor wax, you can take a summer vacation from weekly waxing and save money, too. Yes, wax just once with 6-month floor wax, and the same normal care that keeps your floors clean now keeps them gleaming bright, scuff-resistant all summer long, or your money back. So this summer, relax. Don't wax. Look for 6-month floor wax in the new half-price special size today. Only 79 cents everywhere. Get Continental 6-month wax.
Right, now calm down and sit down. Everything turned out all right. We made the train.
We made it. They held it up for us. This is a special boat train to London. Do you realize we've delayed every single passenger?
I don't think they held the train for us.
No.
They're still putting on suitcases, or they were.
Well, they're not now. We were the last ones off the boat and the last ones through customs.
Wow. Well, we certainly didn't have any trouble with the customs. Why, they didn't open a thing. Just marked our suitcases with chalk and rushed us through. Yeah.
I think the officials around here were anxious to see the last of us. Oh, boy, all that rigmarole of locating the ship's doctor, then filling out those endless medical reports.
Well, look, Daddy, we're moving.
I can't believe it. I cannot believe I'm going to be in London in 2 hours.
What town is this?
Southampton, dear. And from what I can see, it looks like Gary, Indiana. Have you ever been there?
Oh, I love the train. It's so different, isn't it?
Uh-huh, isn't it? All European trains are this way, dear. They have compartments.
How do you know?
I've seen movies.
Oh, my.
Oh, dear, in fact, I feel as though I were in a movie right now. You know, actually, I kind of enjoyed the fuss on the boat just then. I got such a kick out of hearing them all talk with English accents.
Yes, wasn't it exciting? It was just like a movie.
Well, you two are going to have a great time in England because I got a secret for you. We all have English accents. Now then, we will spend these 2 hours to London going over the money again.
Oh, really, dear? I simply can't understand it.
Oh, boy. She doesn't know a pound from a shilling, but she's already got an English accent.
Watch a minute hold, darling.
Yeah. All right, now, yes. We got to get this straight. Yes. Now, pay attention.
All right.
Here, this is a pound note,
a pound
right?
Note,
this,
yes.
is a shilling,
this is a shilling.
This is a half pound.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie Myers, Margaret Hamilton, Louis Van Ruten, and Anthony Kemble Cooper, and is produced by Walter Hart.